Good morning, friends. Don't adjust your phones. Don't adjust your computers. I am not Pastor Joe. My name is CJ Malmcar, and I am the Love Venue Coordinator right here at Grace Communion Surrey Hills. It is such an exciting time for our church congregation as we are starting our plant right in the community of Surrey Hills, and we're just so excited. So the last few weeks, Pastor Joe has been doing a series, and the name of that series has been At the Heart. And what he's been doing is he's been going through our core values. Now, our core values should answer the question, what is at the heart of GC Surrey Hills? So let's review just a little bit and do a quick recap. Number one, we always start with Jesus, period. Number two, we love and value all people. Number three, we are guided by his word. And I am so excited to dive into number four today. But before we do, let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you, God. We just say that we love you, Papa. We love you so much for who you are and who you say that we are, God. And that is your loved children. Remind us of that, Lord, each and every day, that that is our identity. That is the identity that we see in one another, that when we look at each other, we don't see the shortcomings. We don't see the mistakes. God, we just see you. And we just thank you, God, for that opportunity to have that relationship with you. And that through you, we are able to have relationship with one another. So we give our praise and our worship to you today, Lord. We just thank you for allowing us to be together, even if it is just this small group and through online services, Lord. We just thank you for that. We thank you for that gift. God, you are bigger than everything going on around us. And we rest in the fact that you are the source of our hope and our strength and our love. So we give everything we have, everything that we are, to you. We just ask and pray that you be with each and every person listening today, Lord, and all the ones who aren't listening, and that you would just rip open the eyes of our hearts to hear whatever gift and message you have for us as individuals. We love you and we thank you, and we ask this in the name of Jesus, and together we say, amen. Yeah. So as I said before, I am the Love Venue Coordinator here at GC Surrey Hills, and that may be kind of weird speak for some of you. That just basically means that I coordinate our community engagement, and I love community. I am a people person. People is my passion, and I may not be a pastor, but I sure love Jesus, and I believe that he places dreams and desires and passions in our hearts, that they come from him. And because of my passion, Pastor Joe has been kind enough to invite me to share a message with you today about our next and fourth core value. See, to me, loving people and serving people, building real, authentic relationship, that is one of the greatest gifts that we have. It's one of the greatest gifts in our lives. And it's a free gift. Some of you may be thinking, gift? I don't know about what kind of people you're hanging out with, CJ, but I wouldn't necessarily call my people gifts. I understand. But notice, I never said that relationships with people are easy, because they never are. But they are always a gift. See, there's this thing about humanity. We're created to be in relationship with one another. We're not created to be alone. You can see this in the very beginning of Scripture. We were created to be in relationship with each other, living life together. That is just how we're wired. Going back to the book of Genesis, we see that God looked at creation. He looked at it all and he said, "It is good." He creates the oceans and he creates the rivers and he says, "It is good." Then He creates the trees and the flowers, and he says, it is good. He creates man from dust, and he breathes life into him, and he says, it is good. But then he says something out of suit. In chapter 2 of Genesis, in verse 18, God looks at Adam, who is alone, and he says, it's not good. We're created to thrive in relationship with each other. That's why God gave Adam a partner, to have relationship, to have this community. It's through these relationships that we become closer in our understanding to the triune nature of our God, Father, Son, and Spirit, and how we're right in the middle of that relationship and of that love, and that is shared with us. Father, Son, and Spirit, always in perfect relationship. And in this way, God himself is at his core relationship. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 of the New Living Translation, it says, so God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. So we're told here that we were created in his image. Therefore, at GC Surrey Hills, we believe and we celebrate and hold strong to the fact that we are included in that loving relationship between Father, Son, and Spirit. It is a part of who all of us are. It is how we are held together. It is how we are in existence. It's because we are included in that. So that's going to lead us to our core value. Number 4. Our core value as a church is that we are all about relationship. People are more important than any task, any goal, any amount of money, any agenda, or anything else that we have. People are more important. Just a reminder of that second core value, when I say people are important, all people. You know, one of the worst feelings that we can experience as a human being is loneliness. We take that for granted sometimes. We forget about it until we're experiencing it. You know what I'm talking about. It's that feeling that you don't belong, the feeling that you're not good enough, not feeling talented enough, not feeling accepted for who you are. Being afraid that people will judge you or shame you. All of this leads us to run. We run away from being relational with others and we seclude ourselves because it's safe. And then when we're secluded, we can't stand it, so we have to distract ourselves and focus on something, whether it's our work or whatever it may be, we have to distract ourselves because we don't want to face the pain that is caused by loneliness. While Adam and Eve may have been the beginning, whoop, I dropped my water. While Adam and Eve may have been in the beginning of the very first little community, here we are, billions and billions of people later, and people are still feeling lonely everywhere. See, it's easy to get wrapped up in our own lives, isn't it? We forget to take the time to really get to know other people. We need community and relationship. We need each other. I don't mean a casual greeting at church. I don't mean a, hey, what's up on Facebook or Snapchat or Twitter or any other social media. And I don't mean a, hey, how you doing at the 7-Eleven up on the corner. I'm talking about real, intentional, authentic relationship. We are our best selves when we're experiencing life with other people. That doesn't mean just the highs either, because that's where we kind of get it messed up. Yeah, we want to share the good times with others. We want to brag about it. We want to put those pictures out there for everybody to see how perfect our lives are. And that is not the truth. We all know it's not the truth because we all live in truth. We know that life isn't pretty or perfect. It's through the real and raw trials. It's through the heartbreak and the pain. It's through the anger and the hurt. It's through these things that we are able to lift one another up. And we do that through gentleness and through kindness. We do that through understanding. And most of all, we do it through love. Now, we're going through some pretty difficult times right now. Megan and the team sang a song earlier, and it said, "I'm going to sing in the middle of the storm." We're in a storm right now, brothers and sisters. And the winds are raging and the thunder is louder that we can't even hear ourselves think. But we can sing. In the midst of a worldwide pandemic, it may seem like everything has turned into something political or something to fight over or judge each other or point our fingers or shame one another about. There are situations all around us that seem absolutely paralyzing because it seems that no matter what we do, we are going to hurt someone. Someone is going to be hurt. But we have things that we need to get accomplished, right? We have goals. We have agendas. But what if we became more focused on the journey instead of the destination? You guys know that old saying, if you want something done, you've got to do it yourself? I know that saying. In college, they would always give us, especially in the higher level classes, they would assign us with these group projects. And I would hear group projects and I would say, no! Why is my grade determined by other people? I was so wrong. There was opportunity there. Opportunity that I missed because it wasn't about the final project that we were working on together. It was about learning other perspectives. It was about the beauty that comes when we let all these diverse opinions come together and really seek and find the answers we're looking for. Friends, we have got to get this I've got to do it myself mentality out of our heads. We have got to get the goal, it's all about the end goal, out of our heads. It's about the journey. It's about the relationship. At the end of the day, maybe we've accomplished a goal that we can celebrate alone because guess what? We didn't take the time to build relationships along the way. A few years ago, I did a little online poll. And it was hard. I reached out on Facebook and I asked for my friends that are believers but choose to not be a part of or attend a church. And I asked them why. The answers ranged, but they all had the same similar concepts in common. The hypocrisy, the judgment, an overall feeling of not belonging or not being good enough, not feeling safe to truly come as they are. Some of the responses indicated that it seemed like church had become more of a business. An exclusive business more focused on projects and programs and buildings and money and fixing people and agendas than it ever became about healing, acceptance, or love. I feel like this is really important to say, friends. The church is not a business. I'm going to say that again. The church is not a business. It's supposed to be a hospital, a place for the hurt, a place for the broken, a place for sinners. That's a place for me. A place for all people. A place for relationship. Church, we are a hospital. But there's something to keep in mind. You see, the physician of the hospital is not the pastor. The physician of the hospital is not the leadership. We're all the same. All of us. We're all sinners. We're all broken. None of us have our act together. But in this hospital, we have the ultimate healer. The most incredible physician in the entire universe. There to heal all of us. To love all of us. It's just incredible. There's a song that I absolutely love. It's a song, and I think it's called Truth Be Told. It's by Matthew West. And I encourage you to listen to it today if you haven't. There's a line out of that song, and it just sticks with me. It says, "There's a sign up on the door saying, 'Come as you are,' but I doubt it. Because if we lived like that were true, every Sunday morning pew would be crowded. But they're not." Friends, I just want to take a moment. And I want to talk to you about something. And this is real talk. If you are someone who's been hurt by the church, I just want to tell you that I am so sorry. We don't do a great job of representing God all the time. That's not what church is, and I am sorry. I'm sorry if you felt judged or condemned or not loved or like a project that we can project our faith onto. That's not who you are. You are loved. You are accepted. You are a child of God. So am I. So are you, 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 all of you guys. That's who we are. You matter. You're not alone in your hurt. You're not alone in your anger. You matter. You matter more than any amount of money out there. You matter more than any building we could ever build. You matter more than any programs that we could ever, ever do. You matter more than any of it. At Grace Communion Surrey Hills, we are interested in fixing you. We are interested in changing you. We're not interested in using you to help us achieve some goal. We just want you to know that we love you. We love you. We love you for your heart and your heart and your heart, everyone's heart. That's who we love you for. You trump all other things out there. Any programs that we participate in, you come first. Church, our focus can never be on the things that we are doing or the buildings that we do them in. It can't be about how much money we bring in. It just can't be about any of that. Those are just things. And at the end of the day, they don't matter. Sure, they can help. They can help. But these things can be used, if they can be used to reach and serve and love on people, great. We welcome that. But it's got to be about the people. It's got to be about the relationship. It's got to be about the community. Our brothers and sisters, whatever the cost, people must be our priority. You know why? Because people are God's priority. We see it over and over again in Scripture. We have a God that is all powerful. He could bring complete peace and fix this whole world in the blink of an eye. But he chose to humble himself. He chose to come to us as a baby, fully God and fully man, just to have relationship with us, so that we may call him teacher and friend, to invite us along for a beautiful journey. He included 12 disciples who were completely unqualified, guys. They were regular people. They were sinners, and he did not need them. He wanted them. He wants you, and he wants me. He wanted to invite them along for a journey of a lifetime, to teach them, to pour into them, to be their friend in every single sense of that word. I've had a similar experience myself. When I was a little girl, I was raised in a church that I felt guilty in a lot, that I felt like I didn't belong. But we had a youth group, and a lot of these people standing around you, I was in that, around me, I was in that group, youth group with, and we had a lot of fun. We had this youth pastor, and I'll never forget, I was from Western Oklahoma, a very small town, and I had never seen a really beautiful big house. And I remember my youth pastor and his wife, they had just built a new home. They weren't wealthy, but they had worked so hard their whole lives, and they built this dream home. And it seemed like just days after finishing that home, of course, they invited us all into it. So we're upstairs, we're getting ready, and there's a bathroom upstairs just for us girls, and I was in that bathroom with a couple of my friends, and we're doing all the girly things, doing our hair, doing our makeup. Somebody has a bottle of nail polish, and they drop that bottle all over the brand new tile floor. Guys, this house was just a few days old, and we were so scared. We were so scared to go down and tell this incredible woman, "We just spilled fingernail polish all over your tile and your grout." So when she came up, we were shaking. And we led her to the room, and she looked at it, and she looked at us, and she took our hands, and she said, "This is just a house. You matter more than this house." Friends, I must have been 12 years old when this happened, and I never forgot it. She spoke life into me that day. She reminded me that I was more important than things. And I felt a part of something. Megan's going to come back up. And as she does, I just want to share with you a simple reminder that we are better together than we are alone. It's true that committing to relationship over task or goals, it isn't easy. It's never going to be, especially if we're guarded or we prefer solitude. But community and relationship is God's desire for us. At the end of the day, when we grow in our relationships with each other, we grow in our relationship with Father, Son, and Spirit. All the rest of these things going on around us, all of this junk, all the things that we need to accomplish, it's just things. But the people are not things. No one wants to be a project. No one wants to be fixed by someone who is broken themselves. We need love. We need friendship. And we need each other. And more than anything, we need Jesus. I want to close today with one of my favorite quotes. Although it's not from the Bible, I believe that this would be one of Jesus' favorites. I don't know who the author is, but it goes something like this. people were made to be loved. Things were made to be used. The reason why this world is in chaos is because things are being loved and people are being used. It's not supposed to be like that. So let's give our hearts and our love and our relationship to God and to one another. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for who you are, God, and what you've done for all of us. We thank you, God, that in the middle of the storm that we can sing louder and louder, God, and that we give you praise. God, forgive us. Forgive us all that we have not done the best job in representing who you are and your grace, your forgiveness, your willingness to always meet us where we are in our brokenness, God. God, make us humble. Remind us of who we are. Remind us that none of us are better than anyone else, God. That we shouldn't be trying to fix one another, God, but instead carrying one another's burdens, crying together, laughing together, being with one another, Lord, constantly pointing each other to your amazing love. We love you, and we just thank you. And we ask all of this in the name of Jesus, our very best friend, and together we say, amen.